Good afternoon. Let's begin. This is a hearing concerning the Notary Commission of Ebony L. Moore. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The time is 2:02 p.m. and the date is October 12, 2007. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Hoffman. The hearing was properly noticed for this date and at this time in this location. I would just like to describe the procedures just generally. There are allegations of violations on the part of the notary, violations of the notary law. The state will have an opportunity first to present evidence of the violations. If witnesses are to be presented, I will swear the witnesses in. Then the notary will have an opportunity to provide the notary's side of the case, either by way of denial or mitigation. And at the conclusion, each side will have an opportunity to summarize their position. The proceeding is conducted somewhat informally, but in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act 24-4-101 and succeeding sections. I'd like to begin by having each person present just simply identify themselves for the record. It is a public hearing, and so maybe it was for those that are at the table, let me begin to my immediate right.
Arlene Chacon, Licensing Division.
Andrew Whitfield, Acting Director for Licensing and Enforcement.
Ann Nord, Licensing Division.
Thank you. And I'll note for the record that the notary is not present, but we will proceed in accordance with the notice of hearing. With that, Mr. Whitfield, I will turn it over to you for the presentation of the state's case.
Sir, we have an opening statement.
Yes, sir. Proceed.
The state will present evidence that the defendant in this matter, Ms. Ebony Moore, is in violation of the Notaries Public Act by failing to keep her address current with this office as prescribed by the Act. We will further show that she was a notary at the time this transgression occurred. The state will show that the defendant in this matter was mailed proper notice of this hearing. With that, sir, we're prepared to present the state's case.
Proceed.
The state calls Ann Nord.
Ms. Nord, do you promise that the testimony that you're about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you.
Ms. Nord, please state your name and address for the record, spelling your last name.
Ann Nord, N-O-R-D, 6001 East 14th Avenue, Denver, 80220.
Are you employed by the Colorado Secretary of State?
Yes.
Please describe your duties, if any, with respect to the notary section of the Secretary of State's office.
I receive and answer questions about notaries from notaries. I process notary applications. I process mail pertaining to notaries.
Are you familiar with the requirements and procedures for the issuance of a notary commission?
Yes.
Sir, please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 1. Ms. Nord, can you please identify this document?
Yes, it's a notary complaint form for the Secretary of State, Colorado.
Against which notary was this document filed?
Ebony Moore.
At this time, the state would request that State's Exhibit Number 1 be entered into evidence.
And by way of clarification, this was a complaint received from, oh, it's received in the mail, or how did we come to receive this?
It was received in the mail.
Okay, thank you. State's Exhibit Number 1 is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 2. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document I've given you?
Yes, it's a notary application for Ebony Moore.
When was Ms. Moore's commission issued?
June 29, 2006.
And when does Ms. Moore's commission expire?
June 29, 2010.
What is the home address listed on the application?
5222 East 33rd Avenue, Denver 80207.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 3. Nord, can you please identify the document that I've given you?
It's a copy of the envelope mailed to Ms. Moore, returned to us by the post office.
Can you please identify the address on the envelope?
5222 East 33rd Avenue, Denver 80207.
Can you please compare the address on the envelope to that of Ms. Moore's application?
They're the same.
Ms. Nord, can you please identify and read the label on the bottom right-hand corner of the envelope?
Yes, it says return to sender, Ms. Moore's name, and then it shows a different address in Aurora.
At this time, the state would ask that Exhibit 2 and 3 be entered into evidence.
Let me ask one clarifying question. Ms. Nord, when you indicated that it shows on, the lower right-hand corner, you said it shows a different address.
Yes.
How do you interpret that as being, you're interpreting that as being an update to the address of Ebony Moore?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it labeled that way, or?
Yes, it's returned to sender by the post office, and they did not forward it to Ms. Moore. They returned it to us, but they show her new address in Aurora.
And is it labeled new address, or?
It just has her name and a different address than the application or the original envelope.
Okay, thank you.
So we'd like to enter Exhibits 2 and 3 into evidence.
Exhibits 2 and 3 are admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 4. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document that I've handed you?
Yes, it's a complaint and notice of hearing regarding Ebony Moore.
Can you please turn to the pink tab page on the exhibit and identify that document?
Yes, that's a document indicating that on August the 30th, 2007, I mailed two envelopes of this notice to Ms. Moore.
Can you read the addresses that you actually mailed that envelope to?
Yes, one is 5222 East 33rd Avenue, Denver, 80207. The second address is 3106 Carson Street, Aurora, 80011.
Is your signature attached to this document?
Yes.
Does the document indicate that the complaint and notice was sent to the address of record and the additional address that you sent?
Yes.
At this time, the state would ask that its state's exhibit number 4 be entered into evidence.
May I ask a question? Ms. Nord, the second address, the 3106 Carson Street, do you know that? I don't recall any evidence about that address, where that comes from. Do you know why that address was used on the notice?
No, I don't. That was the address I was given to mail the envelopes to.
At this time, I can actually give you some explanation for that. That was actually an address that was supplied with the complaint form as the complaint and saw their address,
okay,
I believe. So State's Exhibit, I think, number 1 should have that information on it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. It does show that on the complaint against the notary's address is given as 3106 Carson Street, Aurora, Colorado.
Correct.
And also lists the old address of 5222 East 33rd Avenue. Okay, thank you.
So at this time, we'd like to enter State's Exhibit Number 4 into evidence.
Exhibit 4 is admitted into evidence.
And with that, sir, we rest our case.
Okay.
We have no further questions for this witness.
Okay. And I'll note for the record that the notary is still not present. So, Mr. Whitfield, if you'd like to summarize the state's case and your recommendation.
Yes, sir. The state has shown that at the time of this complaint and continuing through to today, Ebony Moore has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown that Ebony Moore was mailed notice of this proceeding and yet failed to appear before this tribunal today. The notice she received, marked as State's Exhibit Number 4, indicates that a default decision may be entered against her. The state has shown that the state made a good faith attempt to notify the defendant by mailing notice of this proceeding to her address of record and another address not identified in her record but identified on the complaint. The state has shown that the complaint, marked as State's Exhibit Number 1, was filed against Ms. Moore. Furthermore, the state has shown that correspondence regarding this matter was sent to Ms. Moore's address of record but was returned as undeliverable. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the State of Colorado that the notary commission of Ms. Ebony Moore be revoked under the authority of 1255-107-1C and 1255-107-1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act and specifically for violation 1255-1141, the requirement that a notary keep their address current with the Office of the Secretary of State.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. I'll go ahead and rule. It's been demonstrated, and I so find that the notary has been given proper notice, and that I have jurisdiction to make findings and conclusions. The evidence establishes that the notary violated Section 1255-114 by failing to keep the notary's address current. And further, that Section 1255-107-1C and 1F require the Secretary of State to revoke the notary commission when there is a violation. And therefore, we'll go ahead and order that the notary commission be revoked effective immediately. And I'll request that the licensing division draft a written findings of fact and conclusions and order consistent with my oral ruling. Are there any questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. With that, then, that concludes the hearing. The time is 2:15 p.m. Thank you very much.